Tell you what, there isn't a ton of Purdue preview here. You're just not going to get that from the walk-ons right now. It is what it is, but there is a great conversation between Grant, G-Bone, Gary the intern, Drake, and myself. We talk Caitlin Clark. We talk Cooper DeJean. We talk a lot of football stuff in general. It's a good episode. Sit back, relax. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Back to this Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast, aka the Friendship Podcast, because the front end of this conversation better be about friendship and fun things and not just an hour worth of football, because I told Gary that I will quit if that is the case. Before we get into the episode today, actually before we recorded, hit record, Gary and I were having a conversation about the heartland and the heart of America, and I need to give out a shout out to a certain little town, province of the heartland, and that is Kelowna, Iowa, for having some of the best baked goods and dairy products on the face of the earth. My mother brought us down some caramel cinnamon pecan rolls and some squeaky cheese from Kelowna, and I'm currently snacking on the squeaky cheese, and man, Kelowna just does it right. Shout out to Kelowna, Iowa.
Shout out to Kelowna, man. Hey, can we get a Kelowna Creamery sponsorship going on?
Could we ever?
I mean, what are we doing?
I would push their milk.
Wait, you have that ready? What?
Good. Hey, I produced a few shows before you were around here, Gary. You little motherfucker. All right. I know what I'm doing. I'm kidding. Yeah, I just searched it while Drake was introing.
That's the squeaky cheese I'm eating right now on the bottom left.
Squeaky cheese?
So the thing about squeaky cheese, it's cheese curds, but they're best when you let them get to room temperature. And when you chew them at room temperature, it squeaks.
I can confirm this.
You also have had squeaky cheese?
Oh, squeakers? Hell yeah.
Squeakers?
Shout out to a squeaker, baby.
How have you lived in the whole Midwest your whole life and never had a squeaker?
I can't. I mean, I'm a huge cheese curd fan, too. Kevin and I used to buy that exact – we used to buy those white cheese curds. So is that what it is?
They never squeaked for you?
I don't think so. I think I just ate them.
Hey, man, this is what I'm snacking on right now.
Oh, yeah. Kevin and I used to buy that all the time.
Yeah, man. That's squeaky cheese.
Man. If we could get, I mean, I think you were talking about the Kelowna chocolate milk with somebody the other day in the Discord, weren't you?
Dude, I'm pushing that product for free.
100%. It deserves it.
That chocolate milk changed my life forever. That changed the course of my personal history.
My personal history. Yeah, man, that's a chocolate milk that is, it's unrivaled. I don't know what they do to it, but it's nectar of the gods. I mean, it's so good.
I would say that it's in the Mount Rushmore of greatest things I've ever tasted, and that includes dicks.
How many dicks are on the Mount Rushmore?
Few.
Man, there's a lot of things we've tasted over our life, but man, the eliteness of Kelowna chocolate milk, you might be right. I think you're right.
Because honestly, when you get down to like when the milkshake starts to melt a little bit and you can just suck down a big gulp of melted milkshake, it's incredible. And that's what Kelowna chocolate milk is. It is melted milkshake.
Kelowna Supernatural Organic Whole Chocolate Milk is from grass-fed cows on small family farms that restore the environment. Our decadent blend of cocoa and whole milk is beloved by kids and adults alike. Low-temp, pasteurized, and non-homogenized milk in its most natural state. Made to share with the people you love. From your friends in Kelowna, Iowa. Now, just clip that, Kelowna, and you can you know, I'll give you the ad read.
I say we're giving Kelowna more time than any of our actual prices. Sponsors.
Hey, you over deliver.
None of our actual sponsors have ever changed my life like this milk did.
That's facts. So we're six 5.5 minutes in. All we've talked about is chocolate milk, and I think that's a good use of our time. Drake introed with, I hope that there's some friendship podcast to this and not a whole lot of football, or not 60 minutes of football. And I'm on the same page because I don't think I have 60 minutes of football to talk about. I know for a fact I don't. I really don't know. Our preview episodes are hardly preview episodes to begin with. And like, I just don't know how much previewing of the Iowa Purdue game that I can do. We're going to see the same shit from Iowa. Hopefully Deacon Hill's a little bit better. There's a freaking video of Deacon playing youth football, running people over going around that got posted in the Discord.
Oh yeah. For the San Jose Sharks or Santa Barbara Sharks.
Which is that? Is he from California?
At some point.
Okay. I'm going to share that. Why does it say, there you go. Run that back for us. Boom! Fucking truck stick.
That's the skid loader, bruh.
It's the same size he is right now, actually, as a seventh grader, though.
Safety comes up and gets absolutely torched.
I mean, it's just... This is why middle school football is so funny, because some people are just absolute monsters. Yeah. And there's also people who have just – it's not their time yet. And they just have no business being on the same field. And
what if we just start running the little RPO with
– that's what I was saying is we've been talking QB sneak. What about just wildcat direct snap with Deacon?
Why not, huh?
What are we wasting our time for with the QB sneak? Like,
well, no, we got to keep the sneak as part of it. You got a skid loader at quarterback. You should be sneaking. Is Drake writing an essay?
Is Drake typing out a
Drake letter is to his... currently filling out a product request form for Kelowna chocolate milk to send me a case because there's nothing around me to buy from.
I say Drake's writing a letter to his local congressman.
writing a letter to Kelowna Supernatural, letting him know that I'm not playing around.
It's petitioning for more Kelowna. State of Arizona.
We'll give Kelowna 50% of our airtime. Fuck it.
Wait a minute. Bro, they have it on Amazon.
Do they really?
Oh my God. Oh. Currently unavailable.
That's tough.
I quit. Kelowna, hit me up.
Somebody sent it to the boys at Kelowna. I was hoping Kevin was going to be here. He must have a dinner thing. Something so important that he was totally unavailable tonight. That's the first time in a long time. Just totally unavailable.
For Kevin, that could be a headache.
That could be a headache. You're right. It's probably a case he got at 6, and it's like, hey, this is going to be a 3-hour deal.
Oh, I meant Kevin canceled because he had a headache.
Oh. I thought, like, you meant, okay.
The reason that he's canceling is a headache.
Is a headache.
It probably is. That was like a double entendre.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you motherfuckers didn't think I knew that word, did you? Those two words, back to back, and the meaning.
Back to back. I was going to ask Kevin about the conversation that we had on the Patreon exclusive podcast yesterday, the old DHT, about Cooper DeShean. We're not the only ones having that conversation. Everybody's sort of coming to the conclusion at the same time.
Well, everybody had that same conversation about Desmond.
Yeah, but this week it all came.
I've been hitting me up constantly from back in high school, asking me when Desmond was going to play offense.
Yeah. For those that didn't, who aren't on the Patreon, which, by the way, October, it's the month to sign up. All the money goes to the kids, okay? All of it, every not time. Half of it, but all of it goes to the kids. So re-up your subscription, switch from the monthly to the annual, go from a non-walk-on Army member to a walk-on Army member.
Join the Discord.
The Discord is worth it by itself, although I will
plot my downfall.
You worthless pieces of shit in there asked for questions, and the fucking questions that we got were just...
I was going to say, has that ever worked?
I mean, sometimes.
No. The answer is, like, I love our Discord, but no.
today we ended up getting question about who's better in bed, Travis or Taylor Swift. That's the question you come up with.
I'm going with Travis. He's got there's no way that if you're judging just on objective performances that Travis doesn't perform. I mean, he's a thoroughbred of an athlete.
Gotta be careful putting out anything about Taylor Swift.
That's true. It could turn
come for you.
Could be coming.
Come get me, dude. I could beat up 972 Swifties back to back, these fucking pussies.
That'd be a bad showing for the Taylor Swift crew.
How many?
If only 972 showed up.
How many Swifties before Drake?
Dude, I'd put myself back in a corner and I would just devour them as they fucking came at me in a single file line, like the good little sheep they are.
Like 300?
Fucking pussies.
You just throw bottles of cologne and chocolate milk at them.
I throw my right hand.
Some just off the wall questions from Swish and James. And you're right, Grant. I shouldn't expect anything different. Courtney tried to ask a real question.
There are some real questions. No, to say that they're all not real questions is fine. But
they really didn't help us out. So I don't know where we're going in the next 40 minutes, but we're going somewhere.
Okay.
All the podcasts. I know Drake doesn't listen to any of them. Grant, you might dabble a little bit.
Other Iowa podcasts?
Yeah.
Like I told you, I tried to do another one. And I got.
Wait, you're telling me that you listen to other Iowa football podcasts, Kluber?
Limited. You know,
are
there's
you out of your mind?
What? Why?
What the fuck do you care?
Not from a. It's a good question. You're right. Because in part of it, I don't.
Just text Coach Wallace.
I know.
Or is that like working for Subway, but you eat lunch at Jimmy John's?
No. I don't know.
I went into Walmart today to pick up some things, and the smell of Subway in the morning, I almost fell to my knees. It was so good, dude.
Oh.
You ever get that? Dude. What is it, like the Italian cheesy bread?
Dude, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Change your life.
don't ask me rookie fucking questions on this podcast, buddy. The smell of that bread as they're just baking as much of it as they could possibly bake.
Yeah.
Oh, I was falling over, dude.
I don't even care if it's technically classified as cake in Europe because of the sugar content.
Me either.
Bake as much of it as you can. I just want to sit in a room of it.
Gang.
I don't watch those for the content. I don't – nothing I hear about the Hawkeyes, right? Like none of their analysis about Iowa football is why I'm there. I respect a couple people in the space enough who have been doing it longer than we have that I watch those educationally from a content creator standpoint.
I get that.
And I'm like – and you're right. I don't have a lot of – I have so many other podcasts and kind of stuff that I listen to. I don't have time to listen to like, you know, at this point, there's probably at least 15 Iowa football podcasts out there.
Couple of them trying to steal our shine.
I don't know. I just mean
kind of like hitching on to the wagon.
Yeah. I think we carved a path and we might have laid the pavers for a couple people to come along. I'm not worried about it. But I will say that I really, really, really respect from a business standpoint and a brand standpoint what Chris Williams, who works on the Iowa State side of things, has done and what he's turned Iowa everywhere into. There's a lot of people on that network. He's essentially done what I haven't been able to do, and just I don't have the resources to do or the connections to do, or like he's done what the vision for the walk-ons at in some way has always been, and it's turned into a network where you have a bunch of different shows. And from a business standpoint, there's a lot of advantages to that, but from a brand standpoint, it's really cool. You get a bunch of different voices, a bunch of different vibes, feels. It's kind of what we've done with DHT. You know, we have three different shows under our brand. But, you know, I like listening to Chris Williams and Chris Hassel do two guys named Chris. I like listening to Lystico and Doctorman do their new podcast. Those two, and I've said it before, are the most respected and well-written, well-said guys on the beat.
You say that, but that boy Hassel was getting cooked in the Discord.
People don't like Hassel.
Absolutely filleted.
People don't like Hassel. He is from Muscatine, and they asked you about
it. I don't like anybody from Muscatine either.
He's from Muscatine, really?
Oh, yeah. He's from Muscatine. I think – so there's a – I don't know. I'm not going to try and psychoanalyze.
That was a joke to all of my friends from Muscatine. I love you guys.
Specifically Jared.
Jared, Jake, Griffin, Jacob, I mean, Lloyd, the list goes on, dog.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
We run deep over there. We're a bunch of absolute river rats. Muskrats, we called ourselves.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of muskrats. People don't like Hassel.
I'm fucking swamp trash.
I don't know. People think that Hassel, I don't know. He's got a little bit of that big time shine to him. You know, he works for CBS. He was with ESPN for a long time. He's a little, you know, everybody, I'm corny in my own way. People probably think Drake's corny or Grant's corny or Kevin's corny. Hassel has his own version.
I have a hard time assuming anybody thinks I'm, quote, corny.
Maybe corny's the wrong word for you. But, you know, we'll sure. I like Hassel. I listen to these shows from a standpoint of like, is it a good production? Not like what they're saying. So, you know, I don't even know where the fuck I was going with that. Why did I say that in the first place?
I said, why do you listen to listen to other podcasts?
Yeah. That's why. Everybody's talking
too much time listening to comedians on podcasts.
Yeah, I just know that they talked about Coop getting touches. We talked about Coop getting touches yesterday. Everybody's talking about Coop getting touches.
Let's not pretend like they're not subscribed to our Patreon, bro. They all heard ours too.
Maybe. Deacon, Coop. I don't know. Why not? Right.
I want to hear some good news on Noah Shannon getting some eligibility back.
Little news there. Hey, Grant, could you pull that up? Could you pull up the – I saw something that said the NCAA looks to take a look at the sanctions that were laid down on athletes and reevaluate or something along those lines.
And could be good retroactively.
I would say – Hassel happened to be one of the people who agreed with me. I said it. So did David Eichhold on Twitter. We all kind of, I think jokingly, sort of hyperbolically said, fuck it. KF should run Noah Shannon out there and see what the NCAA does. Really force them.
Agreed.
Force them to be like, yeah, we're actually going to sanction Iowa because they decided to not go again.
Dude, send it. KF, my dog, send it.
They've opened the door.
Make a fucking statement.
They've opened the door at this point. They said, "Oh, we're going to reevaluate the betting rules, and we're going to reopen the sanctions that have already been brought." Okay, so now you're openly, publicly questioning and going back on what you decided. Okay, so KF, run him out there, and KF won't do it because he's KF and he follows the rules. But
I like this take from you.
I just think like, man. And what if Noah Shannon – because I will say this. I think maybe the most surprising thing to me this year was that D-line was hyped, man. Mm-hmm. They were hyped up. Mm-hmm. And, dude, we have 3 sacks in 5 games.
It's not good.
Or we might have tallied a couple more. But, man, I think we had 35 sacks last year or in the low 30s. And we're almost halfway through the season and we've got 4 sacks? I mean – part of the defense overall not performing up to and not getting as many turnovers as we have had in the previous years either is because we don't have the pressure from the front four. And maybe Noah was that guy.
Yeah, it's hard to do that from the interior.
You're right.
The only guy that does that is Aaron Donald.
He's decent. This says specifically the committees will review penalties for student athletes who participate in sports wagering, but not on their own teams. That would be Noah. The the council should be canceled. The council reaffirmed that significant penalties continue to be appropriate for wagering behaviors that potentially compromise the integrity of contests, including wagering on a student athlete's own team. The Committee on Student Athlete Reinstatement is expected to complete its review and finalize recommendations by mid-October, which ain't like that's faster than I would have assumed from a completely inept organization.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that the same people that are running Russia are the same people running the NCAA. They're just fucking incompetent, power-hungry cunts.
What a comparison drawn there by our very own Drake Kulik. The committee on with a final council coordination committee vote on updated guidelines to occur at the end of October. The guidelines potentially could be applied retroactively. So draft concepts under consideration include, on a first offense, eliminate penalties that result in a student's athletes being withheld from competition, regardless of dollar value. That right there, this is Noah Shannon's first offense. His penalty of being withheld from competition immediately revoked. He's now eligible to play. So if this goes through, which why would it be brought up and put out there publicly if they weren't going to go through with this? I don't know. Assuming this goes through, sounds like we might get Noah back for the last
month. And if they don't go through with it, KF can still make a statement that the entire country is going to back.
You're right. And that's where I think, like, if KF wanted to come out on this,
set the tone, KF.
He's the guy. He's the Dean. If he came out with a statement, sent it around the Big Ten, sent it around the country, got a bunch of signatures that said, hey, your draft concepts for the reconsideration of the betting laws that didn't go through, we pretty much heavily agree with those. Not sure why you didn't go through with them, but we're going to act on it as if they did go through, because it just makes sense. Here's 134 teams that have signed the petition. It's like, okay, you know. But it sounds like if this goes through, and I don't know, I have a little
bit of NCAA will pull some Putin shit and be like, I don't give a fuck. That isn't my decision. So
right.
All you peasants, eat dicks. You all got zero wins.
It sort of – yeah, everybody's wins are revoked. Nobody wins. It sort of sounds like we might get Noah back, boys, for like at least a month.
It would be cool.
That would be huge.
That would be really nice.
So I know he's been like with the team, but does that mean he's still practicing?
Oh, he's been training for sure.
I don't think he's been practicing. But I bet he's on the sideline doing strength conditioning workouts, pushing sleds, all that stuff, ropes.
Right.
He's lifting.
Because he has NFL aspirations. He's not just going to fucking sit down and get fat.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's cool, man. That's a cool development from today. I mean, more so about than him just coming back and like potentially sparking. Like, we're going to be 8 games into the season, 9 games in. It's like, okay, you know, the season's
Start him, run him out there Saturday.
I would too, but you know, but nonetheless, I'm more happy for him. I just like for him to have his senior season taken away, his right. potentially the rest of his career, and then to get a chance and to run back out there in the pads and actually like. When you thought you never were going to get to hit somebody again and you go out there and you get to play, God, what a feeling that would be from him.
Yeah, well,
he goes out there first play against
sack
or something. Sack.
Sack fumble. Joe Evans picks it up, runs it in.
Place would go crazy.
Kinnick's going fucking nuts. Let's fucking go. No.
That'd be wild.
The energy would be electric. Basketball, first women's basketball press conference was today.
True.
Caitlin Clark is she's a supernova. She is, I mean.
She has the gravitational pull of the sun.
So, this is simply for communication purposes that I'm dropping this, but she follows me on Twitter. She only follows like 500 people on Twitter. She follows me.
It's a sick brag.
That's cool, whatever. Okay. The coolest part about that is that it allows me to DM her, right? Which is, okay, yes.
Careful.
Clip that one out.
All right.
the coolest part about that is then I can get a message to her that she will probably see asking her to come on the show. And I was pretty confident at one point that we could get her on the show, but she's so damn big. And from what I hear, she has like a team of people now.
She's a billionaire.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think we're too small. I don't know if we're going to get 22 on the show. And I really want her to come on.
Your first step is to get either like you got to get one of the teammates, or you got to get Connor on. Is the first step.
Oh, we got to go through Connor, huh?
Well, like it's yeah. I think that's going to go faster than a DM.
Nah. I'm going straight to her.
I'd go to both.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
She's
probably really, really busy. It's the biggest issue.
That's what I'm saying. Is like
more than many, like I don't want to come on. It's also like very, very busy.
Right. Like I'm doing all this other shit. Like
think about what her time is worth.
So much more than our podcast. That's like when George allowed us an hour, and I've calculated it out just by his salary, that an hour of his time is worth 15 grand. And I was like, George, you realize like that's what you're giving us right now. And he just kind of smiled. He like the way I broke that down for him, like almost embarrassed him. He's like, yeah. Uh-huh. He's like, I love you. He's like, I love you, boys.
Shout out to the boy, George, man.
What a legend.
Love you, pal. Miss legend. You. I only hate the season because I leave the boys alone.
Yeah.
And just let them do their work.
They got important stuff going on.
Yeah, their time is more valuable than what my text messages offer. So
I think I saw. I don't know what show he went on. It might have been Bussin, or he like called in from his phone, and he was wearing a Christian McCaffrey hat.
So you know that Instagram account Freezer Tarps, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Shout out Chetty. He has blown up, dude.
Chetty's huge.
He's huge.
Couple McCaffrey fucking upper deckies.
Him. Yeah. Yeah.
He is.
McCaffrey
absolutely
loves him. He made that post about George. George thought that was hilarious.
He has, if you go on his store, my brother and I went on it and looked. Basically, any word you can think of that has an I next to an N in it, he has made a hoodie or a hat with it saying Zin instead. Every single word.
And he's a bazillionaire, dude.
Dude, his fucking I've been seeing his TikToks for a long time, and like just he fucking bring up one of his TikToks, Grant. Yeah, because I'm never gonna be able to do it as good as him. But he's like, "What's up, boys? We're trying to pack a couple double upper decky lippy mother zinny
lip pillows."
He's like,
"Yeah, 6 milli vanilli.
I want to be buzzing like a fucking beehive, brother." When he said that, I fucking died. He's like, I want to be buzzing like there's bees in my shorts, dude. For those that don't know, a Zin pouch, I think it's just a nicotine pouch.
It is.
It's got no tobacco in it.
Correct.
Is good. That's a healthy step forward.
That nicotine is a neural, what do you call them things?
Roses are blue. Can I hit your schmeal bar? One or two? Violets are red. Roses are blue. Can I muck your clamachine? Doesn't work. Feathies out. Carrier pigeon check. You're clear to fly. Delta jets, assemble. Fortnite glider season 42s. Agnes, these are for you. Time for the Snapchat to every bird in my list. I might need to bring out the leaf blower. That's more like it, Ricky. Now that I look like a Canadian goose. Cha-ching. Hey. All right, what should I
He said, bring out the Fortnite glider season 42s.
You guys funny, man. Shout out.
He's taken that bit so far, and it's so funny every single time.
Every single word that has an IN in it, he has a hoodie for it.
Oh,
well, would you stop making money if you just could print it?
print.
That's what I was saying too. Is like, because you can't be like, you can't be 48 and selling the Christian McCaffrey, like McCaffrey stuff. But no, you could.
But you could be 24 and making millions of dollars.
But does it matter if you set for life at 25?
Oh, fuck, dude. He's man. The internet's an amazing thing. Which brings me back to Caitlin Clark. She's printing money. She's
what?
Printing. Printing. And you know what sucks is one of the questions she was asked, because I think everybody's assumption was with NIL, it's like, oh, Caitlin's huge, right? She's going to make $1 million. Bro, she's making a lot more than $1 million. And that now she's gone past the number where it's like, oh, I can stay in college and make more money on these deals. She's so superstar to the moon exit velocity that it doesn't matter. The deals that she's going to make staying in Iowa City don't matter because she's the face of fucking Nike.
She did say she's assuming this is her last year.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She's like, I'm going to play like this is my last year, which is a good general mentality to carry. Cherish everything.
Oh, she's just doing the like play every game like it's your last thing is what you
think about what it feels like.
I can't.
She was just a high school basketball player. I mean, I'm sure she was great. She was dominating.
She was
high school basketball.
But there's a lot of those.
And now she's like an international star.
That's literally what I was going to say. She's ascended to a level that wasn't even. She created the level. She's
dude. Football players don't even get this. Is Johnny Manziel type of stuff?
They asked Gabby Marshall and Kate Martin today, who are the two fifth year seniors. Or, I think Kate's in her sixth year. What it's like. Going around Iowa City, if they get recognized, and they're like, yeah, we get – it's like every – we can't go out. Caitlin can't go out alone in Iowa City. Like, you can't. And I thought about it, and I was like, I don't know. I think I might have rivaled being recognized as the long snapper, our basketball players, when we were there. And, dude, Caitlin's more popular. If Caitlin and any football player
– any.
Maybe not any. Coop.
Dude. He can't hold her fucking purse.
That's what I'm saying. They're choosing Kate. They're going to go to Caitlin first.
Every time. If you put up two booths, photo booths.
Cooper, they're going to both, but they're going to Caitlin's first.
Yeah, the line is 9 hours long at Caitlin's and Coop's twiddling his thumbs. That you just don't get this famous as a college athlete, dude.
It's wild. It's
Johnny Manziel type of fame.
It is.
Especially for a woman's basketball player.
I want to know what her Nike.
Like, it's no disrespect, but they don't get that many viewers, dude. And now Caitlin Clark is selling out Carver.
What?
And
that's part of it.
I mean, she's
part of it. Is they are getting that many? Like, she's bringing that many viewers.
I'm talking about women's college basketball as a whole.
Right.
The other part. The other 99.
Any game that doesn't have Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Yeah. I think they're at 47,000 for the crossover at Kinnick.
Wow.
Which is going to set the
women's attendance record by what? 20,000?
Basketball wise, it'll crush it. And Nebraska volleyball thing that they did set the biggest women's event attendance ever.
At like 90 beans?
I think it was like 98,000.
92,000. And I think Iowa will be. I think they'll I could be wrong, but I think they might slip into like the top 10 or the top 5, yeah.
I think it will also set the record for coldest basketball game of all time. I'm not 100% sure on that. But I think it's going to be like 40 and rainy. So
no, it's going to rain?
Well, I mean it's like 2 weeks from now. I have no clue what the weather is, but like there's this big temperature drop coming in Iowa the next few days.
So hold on. What day is it on? It's on the not this Saturday but the next 14th? Saturday?
I think it's on a Sunday.
It's on the 15th.
Yeah.
I think so. This weekend is the 7th. Then okay. 14th, 21st. Regardless, it gets down to where the highs are like in the 60s.
Yeah, we have like next Friday. It's 50 and rainy, according to the weather app right now, which is almost never accurate. But
that's true.
But how cool is it going to be when you have the photo of Caitlin Clark hitting a three in a parka?
I at this point, I need a fucking signed jersey card. Like, I need an investment.
Well, that'll go. That one will be the extra rare one, where it's like her in a Patagonia jacket, draining threes.
Dude, I
want the misprint jersey card.
Yes.
And I want it signed, and I'm going to fucking put it in a bulletproof.
A vault.
A bulletproof case inside of another vault. Yeah.
That's under 24-hour watch.
And the fact that she could pull all that attention away from Coop if it was 1v1, and Coop is so popular that if you're a guy in Iowa City and Coop comes to the bar, your girl is his girl.
No. I think Coop's a happily taken man.
But if he wanted it, right?
Let's not get my man in trouble here.
Yeah, Trevor Bauer situation.
Yeah.
I love it. Nationally, though, like I love Coop, but he doesn't compare to how.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, no one in U.S. So you go to like a bar in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and you ask like,
back to Murfreesboro. Tennessee State. They're on just, right now, aren't they?
They're on in. Oh yeah, they just started. But yeah. If you ask someone like, oh, what do you think of Cooper DeJean there? You might find someone who's like, oh, is that defensive back at Iowa? But if you ask about Caitlin Clark, like, there's a much better chance someone knows.
It's wild, dude. She's so huge. She's so huge. And they asked her about carrying – God, see if you can find the quote about her carrying the sport of women's basketball. And she responded with like this chill ass like, yeah – if I have to carry the game and it's all on my back, like I'm okay with it. And I'm just like, it's like I could barely run out and snap for my team on Saturday.
That's the Michael Jordan effect, bro.
She's like, yeah, if I got to carry the sport, I'll do it. You know, unbelievable. She needs a Kelowna chocolate milk sponsorship.
What?
Is this it you were talking about?
No, it was something else. It was literally like a question of like Caitlin asked if she like how she feels and if there's any pressure carrying the popularity of the sport, and she like literally responded like, no, I'm cool. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm cool. Man, I want to know.
What a wild question
I want to ask. Right? That's what I'm saying.
It's like, hey, Caitlin, it's Grant Allen here, Des Moines Register. We just want to know, is there any pressure being the absolute tipping point of an entire sport?
So.
I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
First time, long time. Long time, first time.
Like, what?
How does it feel having every single eye in the sport watch you every time you step on the court? Huh?
Do you ever think about when you're at the free throws, the millions of people that are watching you?
The little girls' lives that you're changing across the country, does that ever cross your mind when you check in?
It's like, yeah, does it ever check in that whether or not you make a three might change the decision of millions of little girls to play basketball at one moment?
She's like, yeah, no, it's cool. I'm cool. Crazy, man.
It's pretty cool.
Is there any football stuff to talk about? Purdue's is Middle Tennessee the team that's playing tonight? Grant, there's a football game for the next 7 weeks in a row every single day. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I believe it is 50 straight days in a row. And frankly, I could not be more happy. Yeah. October is the best sport month of all time. It's not really up for debate. You have the NBA starting here soon. You have the NHL starting, MLB playoffs, college football, the NFL. It's just everything you could ask for.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about
it. Seems like something that would
arouse
Grant Allen. How do you feel about Texas against Oklahoma this weekend? You're number one team in the Grant Allen top 25.
If I'm being totally honest, I'm absolutely terrified. So
yeah,
there's that. I mean, you see that and it's going to be covered here shortly in the Betfred segment.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Going to come up here in probably 20.
Yeah. With Jason minutes on the end of this.
But you see that. That line should be like 15 in my book, and it's not. It's really close, and it's a rivalry game.
So you're hammer timing Texas?
Oh no! I think the only way you can sleep at night is if you bet Oklahoma, and I'm rooting for Texas. But that line is scary.
Why does that make any sense?
Because when the line doesn't make sense, then something's up.
Yeah,
so it's bad.
Yeah, bro, it's your number one team. Take it.
I know, but it's also like go look on Action Network right now. It's like 98% of the bets are.
There was somebody posted that good. Today too. The early the early lopsided picks in Iowa was in there. Iowa was like 82% of money on Iowa.
Well, if we're talking about a line that absolutely terrifies me, it is Iowa -2 versus the Purdue Boilermakers. You might be asking, Grant, do you think that line should be a little bit bigger? And the answer is yes, I do. And it absolutely terrifies me that it is not with our backup QB and our third string running back and no Luke Lachey as well.
Back this week.
What?
I think he was practicing, maybe limited, but I don't know if he's fully back.
And it does terrify me that, yes, last time we played Purdue on our homecoming game, that we did lose as 16-point favorites outright. That does terrify me.
I don't like playing Purdue, G-Bone.
Yeah, on homecoming. On homecoming. On senior. Well, we played them on senior day.
Who keeps scheduling them for the big games? Who keeps doing that?
I don't know.
But on paper, I think we should be the better team, but there's just there's some weird voodoo magic over there when they roll that big drum out. That scares me a little bit.
Roll that big drum out, they bring the fucking choo-choo train onto the field. Could you bring up that top 25, Grant? I had a question to actually ask you about it. People are loving the Grant Allen top 25.
Loved is a stretch. I don't think
I've heard loved is the reaction. Yeah, those who are willing to bet the Iowa game, we're going to talk bets here in a second. Jason was loving the Iowa over, the Iowa Purdue over, and it's actually dropped, I believe, since Monday when we did that that segment. So,
so you got to take it. That's a professional's opinion.
I got it at 38.5 today.
What you're telling me you took the over
in little Iowa? Teaser, little bury the lead action, stop but it. Your guy took the Iowa over this week. There is the Gary Week 6 top 25. Utah still in 20th, huh?
Correct. That's a loss I think will age very well.
Okay.
And also they have a backup quarterback right now.
Now what I respect out of you is there's no LSU in here because they're 3-2 and they shouldn't be ranked.
I mean, look, if you've been listening to this podcast on a consistent basis, you have gotten a little sprinkle every week of that. I don't think LSU, I think they were a victim of the AP poll putting them too high. They're not a bad team, but they're just not as good as they were ranked. And I don't think many of these SEC teams are all that good either. So, I do not think a 3-2 LSU team should be in the top 25 currently. No.
I will say this. If your top four ended as the top four this year, that would be entertaining.
Hell yeah.
Look, I mean, we're sitting on right now. Washington is my only future that I've placed. I have them at 22-1 to win the entire thing.
It's not bad.
It's dropped significantly since then. If the Huskies have a good season, I'm feeling all right.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. North Carolina up at 11.
Tua Tagovailoa and the boys are that good?
They're going to – I think there's a decent chance they get absolutely whomped by Ohio State this weekend, who has had 2 weeks to prepare for Maryland. So that might affect the poll a little bit. But I think they're going to go nine. They're going to go like 9-3, but a statement 9-3.
I mean, Maryland at 9-3, that's strong.
And they also – sneaky, they play Michigan. So Michigan has to go to College Park. In between playing Penn State and Ohio State, their last three games are very tricky. So that could be a little statement game for Maryland.
I would love to see Maryland take down one of the big three in the East. That'd be so entertaining.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen this year, which is crazy because the big three, I mean, there's three of the top six teams in the AP poll, three of the top seven in the Grant poll are Big Ten East.
Yeah, I mean, some of
the East is a tough conference.
There's going to be three losses there or two losses there.
You've got four Big Ten East teams in the top 15, and there's not a Big Ten West team on the list.
Hey, you know, lots of time left on the poll. Lots of time.
We stink.
No, it is what it is. The Big Ten West is dog shit. It's trash, and it is what it is.
I'm not putting a ceiling on Iowa. Right, we can get back in the poll soon.
Oh, Iowa doesn't have a horrible shot at finishing in the poll. The problem is they, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Let's get to our betting segment. Well,
we're not even going to talk a little Purdue.
Yeah. Here's my talk about Purdue. Kevin says Hawks get it back going in the right direction and get the W at home. Hawks by a million. There's our analysis.
My analysis is, so I'm a little concerned, and maybe this is from a, you guys can answer this question. Why is it that every time we play Purdue, one of their receivers seems to be able to turn into Jerry Rice? Like, you have Rondale Moore, has their best, has like career games.
Ronnie Bell.
Every single time they step into Iowa, which usually doesn't happen when you play the Iowa defense, but for some reason, when they got that huge Purdue logo on their helmet, it seems to happen.
Rondale Moore was an anomaly.
You have Bell too.
David Bell did the same thing.
Like, it was twice. Every year.
David Bell was back-to-back year. Actually, I think David Bell might have had something like 8 touchdown receptions against us.
I know. We got fucked by those two guys. And you know what the problem is their guy this year is Tyrone Tracy.
Really?
Well, also, Sheffield's okay.
They've got a couple guys, but Tyrone's one of them.
Really? Maccabee, running back, he's okay.
Watch us. Did Purdue beat us with Charlie Jones? They did, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was, we were 16.5-point favorites and we lost outright. It was
when?
A very sad day. 2021.
Oh, 21. Last year we beat them.
So
we did. Arrow is very upset right now.
If we lose to two of our former receivers, because Charlie Jones went off that day.
Yeah, I mean.
No. I thought you meant we lost with Charlie Jones. Charlie Jones was on our team when we lost to Purdue.
Yeah.
Last year we beat him.
I was confused by your question. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So we still beat him. Did we have a damn good game against him?
He had 100 yards and like 9 catches, but we kept those catches to pretty insignificant moments. Yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is that when's the last time we had a receiver drafted out of Iowa? Did Amir get drafted or was he a free agent?
I think Amir was a free agent.
I think he was a free agent.
We haven't had a draft pick in 15 years as a receiver. And this dude who doesn't get utilized leaves and he's a draft pick. He's got a punt return touchdown this year. So he's doing all right.
Yeah. I mean, our offense, yeah. It's a good question. If you're a receiver, you don't
go to the University of Iowa.
You don't go to Iowa. I mean, you just don't.
That's why we're seeing the type of production that we're seeing. We have
my analysis of this game is, even though Purdue beat the hell out of Illinois last week, they just didn't look good, specifically defensively, against several teams this year.
Oh, Syracuse. I mean, it was cutting them up.
Jesus. I mean, it was bad. So
what? We can score 14?
We can score 28, I think.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I don't know what it is, but I'm all in on this on the Deacon Hill train. I know you said it's not going to change.
Because you are a blind optimist.
I'm so ready.
For sports in general. You are a blind optimist for your teams.
I'm pretty fired. I know that highlight was from seventh grade, but it's got me pretty fired up for Deacon Hill. Dude, I'm pretty fired. I've been visualizing those rollouts he was doing. He was looking money.
You should have seen the two of us in seventh grade.
Yeah.
You want to see my flag football?
I looked like I could have won the Heisman. When I was that age,
I'm gonna have to pull up that clip again. He's so much bigger than everyone. It's so funny. By the way, there's a 4-minute highlight reel on YouTube of a bunch of plays just like that.
Don't watch. Go watch Cooper or Desmond King's highlight. Go. Don't watch that. Kevin's picks of the day. Let's just get into it. Not that one.
DJ
Kevin. Kevin isn't here tonight. Kentucky plus 15, Rutgers plus 13, Michigan minus 19. Kentucky plus 15. Who's Kentucky play?
They're in Grant's top 25. Oh.
They are. They play the Georgia Bulldogs. I did say that I think agree with Kevin and Jason in our Betfred segment coming up here shortly on Kentucky being able to cover this. And that has me worried. That we're all in agreement on that. That's a recipe for disaster.
Rutgers will travel to Camp Randall, and the current line, or at least the one that Kevin got, was Rutgers plus 13. I don't hate that bet. I like that one a lot, actually.
Is Wisconsin coming off bye week? Did they play last week?
I I don't know what Wisconsin did last week. And then Kevin's final bet, Michigan minus 19, and Michigan plays
a team.
Somebody.
I want to say, is it Minnesota?
Yes, it is, because it's the battle for the whatever the fuck that trophy is.
It is not cold enough for Michigan to be playing Minnesota right now.
Feels like a game that needs snow.
That needs to be colder.
That's a minus 19 line for Michigan, and he's taking the Wolverines.
I don't hate that. I don't hate it.
So that's Kevin's. Kentucky plus 15 against Georgia. Rutgers plus 13 against Wisconsin. Michigan minus 19 against Minnesota. My plays for the week. Very boring. Very Big Ten West.
Hold on. Let me write these down.
It's going to be the Iowa Hawkeyes at minus 2.5. Got them at minus 2.5. Give me the Hawks at home to win by a field goal or more.
Okay.
It's going to be the Huskers to cover plus 3. I got it at plus 3.
You know they don't have lines on volleyball, right?
And if they did, I would make a lot of money. But give me the Huskers. Illinois Stadium was on fire last night.
Is that a good thing?
That's a bad omen for Illinois and Birdie Boy. Give me the Huskers plus 3. I think they might win the game outright. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I got Iowa at home versus Purdue with an over-under of 38.5 points. Give me the over.
Wow.
Give it to me.
That's a big change.
Yep. I told you that you were swaying me. You're going to hear in this segment, I think, with Jason that you hear after this, that Grant's been swaying me to the over. Your life's too short.
I'm trying to change the narrative. All yeah. Right?
And I'm hopping on that bandwagon. Choo choo ka choo. Coo coo ka choo. I don't know.
Is that a. What's it? Is that a. Oh. Cuckoo, ka-choo, Mrs. Robinson.
What is it? I don't know. Choo choo, the train. Pun intended, because Purdue's coming to town. Give me the over 38.5. Drake, any bets? Anybody punching someone else this weekend that you would bet on?
It's not a real entertaining card, if I'm being honest. Like, I'll watch it because I'm an MMA junkie, but nobody is going to watch this card. And also, I didn't look close enough at it to even have a bet.
Would you like to make a live pick for Middle Tennessee State versus Jacksonville State that the people can wake up to?
What's the line on it?
Middle Tennessee State, dog. Shout out to Murfreesboro. I just need you to
Murfreesboro. Shout out Middle Tennessee State. Uh-oh. In trouble.
No, I was talking talking to the wife. She's going to get ice cream right now.
Oh,
she wanted to know what I wanted. No, it won't be Jenny's. It'll be Dairy Queen tonight.
But here's the thing, though. Jenny's and Dairy Queen are the same price. You get a pint of Jenny's for the same price you get a large Blizzard. You do.
I don't get a large.
But what? But that's a comparative in ounces. A pint and a large Blizzard are the same size.
I think,
and you get the same amount. It's maybe a dollar difference. I bought Kaylee a large from Dairy Queen the other day. I think I paid $7.80.
Okay, well, it's different in Arizona because I think here it's like $6.25, and if I go to Whole Foods, it's like $9.99 for a pint of Jenny's.
And we get Jenny's down here for $8.
Well, fuck me, man. Yeah, so the price
make that different. Make sense.
I don't know, but
make that make sense.
What I do know is that prices on everything are too high.
Way too high. You're insane for having a kid at a time where everything is this expensive.
Hey, biological clock, man.
Well, that son of a bitch can run off on me. I don't give a motherfuck.
Yeah. I guess that's probably more relevant for my wife than me. But Grant, you have picks?
I did bring picks. Thank you. No, it is not for Middle Tennessee State, as we have talked about many times today. Instead, my first pick is the UCLA Bruins minus 3.5 versus Wazoo this weekend.
Really?
I don't care that Wazoo is the number 13 team in my poll. They deserve it right now, but I think that that's going to change. There might be a big shakeup in the Grand Island poll come this weekend, but yeah, I'm thinking UCLA minus 3.5. And then I also like Louisville plus 6.5. Jeff Brohm is taking on Notre Dame this week. I think we talk about it again. Coming up, but three ranked teams in a row for Notre Dame. That's tough. I have been one of the people who has said for a long time that Notre Dame doesn't play anyone. And that narrative is quickly changing because they are playing a lot of teams this year. I don't know if that was their intention to play this many ranked teams, but they are playing a lot of good teams right now. And I think Louisville, there's just something weird about them where I think that they're going to cover this. It might be like a field goal and they still lose, but if they lose by three, I'm more than happy.
Yeah,
I'll allow it. And then lastly, I will be taking the Baylor Bears in their game against Texas Tech. They are plus 1.5 hosting Texas Tech this weekend. Baylor, really weird game last weekend. Really weird team in general. But take the line, not the team. I'm taking 1.5 versus Texas Tech.
That could have been on your t-shirt. Take the line, not the team.
That's just preach it. Preach it. That's
T-Bone t-shirts coming very, 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 very soon.
T-Bone, how are you on the season with the picks on this pod?
Do you guys want to do a check-in on the
rankings? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Let's do a check-in on the rankings. Let me pull up our rankings real quick.
I think I'm like 500 or maybe a little under.
I think you're about 500.
Even though I hit 9 picks in a row in the Discord one time.
The issue, Drake, is that you haven't given out picks in some time.
That's how I roll. G-Bon, you weren't here last year, but this is me.
Drake wasn't even here for some time last year.
So, Drake, you are in fourth place currently.
That's okay.
You are 3-4-1 on the season.
Makes sense. And I need that. No. I brought to the commission that I needed that one. I was disputing it. I needed it contested. I needed that stripped from my record and
the NCAA made a win
because Valentina Shevchenko won that fight and Dana White agreed to it to the point where he made all of his judges take a course, an educational fucking course on what a 10-8 round is. Valentina was robbed by the judge and I need that stricken from my record. I'm 4-4.
Well, that's not stricken. That'd be 3-4.
I'd say, would that make
you don't you... just get the win?
No, I get the win. Dana even said so. Okay. Dana, what came from the president's mouth?
All right,
that needs redacted.
Redacted.
3-4-1 needs redacted.
All right.
In third place,
500.
Oh, in third place is Mr. Kevin Ward. He is sitting at 7-7-1 currently.
Me and Kevin got the same record. We're tied. He's got a tie that doesn't count for shit. We're tied. Who's in second place?
Second place is Mr. Kluver at 8-7.
Of course it is. The G-Bone effect, bro.
And in first place is myself at 9-6 on the season.
So didn't Kevin say that he was the 2-1 guy? G-Bone's the 2-1 guy.
Right now he is. I said when we started this, our first, you know, against Utah State, that you should probably follow G-Bone because it kind of seems like he knows what he's doing. And I think if you're betting even units right now, you're plus money.
He watches football.
It's all he does. It's all he does. All he does is walk on. He works for the walk-ons for free, by the way. So buy G-Bone's t-shirt when it comes out so that you can get – so you can pay this kid his – pay this man his money.
Pay me my money.
Cue the Rounders clip.
Somebody better bring me mama.
Pay him his money.
What high school football coach was that? That was who said
pay me money.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Bring me my money.
Am I supposed to know who that is, or is that just some high school football coach in Louisiana?
Nah, I think
that's just that.
Random.
No way. Thanks for playing along with us. You're going to hear our segment with Jason, the absolute shark, here in a second. That's our Michigan – or it's Jesus Christ. There we go. It's a Purdue preview, not a Michigan State preview. We don't even know what game we're previewing because we don't give a fuck.
Game's on Peacock, by the way.
Yeah. Don't love that.
They're
That's
trying to hide
this game.
That's where this
game belongs.
They're trying to hide it.
Yeah.
You have to –
I'm going to rip your student email and make an account.
I don't know if it was our smartest move to make it that you have to pay extra money to watch this game.
To watch Iowa beat Purdue by 3? Yeah, that's a good question, Grant. Thank you to everybody who's here. Go sign up for the Patreon. Buy Grant's shirt when it comes out. We're starving in this economy. We really are. We need Jenny's ice cream.
And you know what we're starving for? Epstein's client list.
Kelowna chocolate milk.
There it is.
We'll see you. Hopefully, talk about a win. Hawks by a million. We'll talk to you then. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.